This is a Glass Box Media podcast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hungry, wretched, scary beast, in the forest, in the mist. You must feed it with your soul. While you're sleeping, it will grow. It will stalk you in the dark. Watch for face without one mark. If you see it, be aware, it will drown you in your fear. If you want it to retreat, you must feed it with fresh meat. If you feed it twice or thrice, it will spare you from demise. Forest, forest, cold and dark, it will tear your life apart. There is a space between reality and fantasy, between light and dark, between rational and irrational. In this space, there are stories. This story is called The Feeding. You belong here. Part 9. The Search. Kevin moved fast, his boots making a sound on the ground as he walked, branches breaking underneath. We were on our way to the lake. "Wait up," I called after him. He stopped suddenly and turned. When I got closer, I noticed how dark his features suddenly got, like a shadow had settled over him. I could see the tension in his face, and I knew he was in a bad mood. After what Nikki had told us, who could blame him? "Listen," he said quietly, leaning toward me. "Do you remember anything from last night?" I looked at him, puzzled. "Last night?" I asked again. "You mean the footprints on the wall and the ceiling?" I forgot about those. My mind mainly focused on what Nikki had shared. He looked at me for a moment. "No, not that. Do you remember waking up in the middle of the night?" "No," I said. "I really didn't." "What do you mean?" Kevin bit his cheek, frowning. I didn't realize how anxious he really was, but now I could see it. He stayed quiet, looking at me as if trying to get some hidden answer out. Finally, I had to ask. Perhaps he too had seen whatever it was in the corner. "Kevin, what happened last night?" He lingered and looked around. "All right, don't get all worried. I'm sure you were just having a nightmare." "Okay," I nodded. "But..." "Well, it was odd. I was out for maybe a few hours. Then I woke up. There was this hideous laughter in the room that was very loud. I turned around and saw you. You were still in bed, but kind of sitting up. Your body turned the other way and you were laughing. I went to shake you to wake you up, but then I saw your face. Your face. It was all featureless. Like it wasn't even a person. You were laughing the whole time, and it didn't even sound human. Like a crazy hyena or something. I don't even know how to describe it." My heart jumped as he told me. I looked at him the whole time he spoke. It was obvious from the way he was telling me the story that he was scared. He was actually scared and didn't know how to handle it. I believed every word of it. "Kevin, are you sure?" I asked. "Maybe you dreamt it up?"
"Why would I make that up?"
Kevin shot back. I don't remember any of that," I said. "Did anything else happen?"
"Well,
I tried calling your name. You just kept laughing. That fucking laugh." He sighed heavily and shivered. "Then you just stopped, dropped right back into your spot, sleeping, as if nothing at all had happened." I was very unnerved, my heart still going in a million beats per minute. "Okay, so that was the only time?"
"Yeah,"
he said.
"And you can believe me, because I couldn't sleep a wink since."
He turned and started walking toward the lake again. I followed.
Hey, this is Chris from the Criminal Perspective Podcast. If you're enjoying the podcast you're currently listening to on the Crawlspace Media Network, consider checking out Criminal Perspective. On Criminal Perspective, I take 11 years of my experience corresponding with notorious murderers and I bring it directly to you. At times, I'll give you interviews directly with the most heinous murderers imaginable, like Nico Klo, the Vampire of Paris.
I read that you found some cookies in his kitchen and you just sat there eating cookies, watching him squirm around and die.
Yeah, it wasn't actual cookies, I think. I think it was bread, just bread. But yeah, I ate something. I just sat down on a corner and watched him die, basically.
Other times, I'll bring you survivors of violent crime telling their harrowing tales themselves, like Shasta McLean, who survived being abducted by serial killer Joseph Duncan.
After being at that campsite for like a week or two, he had asked me how I wanted to die. He said because I had to choose one or the other. It could either be quick or it could be the slow process. So he gave me the option of being strangled to death, or he gave me the option of being shot.
So please check out Criminal Perspective on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are heard. Criminal Perspective is a Crawlspace Media podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We find that in these times, everyone needs some time to chill out and relax. That's why we're excited to announce this week's sponsor, Boston Green Health. Boston Green Health is a local provider of CBD products that specializes in oils, topicals, gummies, and edibles. Boston Green Health's plant-based products can provide natural relief and rest for the mind, body, and soul. As one of New England's premier hemp-based companies, they offer a variety of all-natural CBD products that use a blend of locally sourced hemp extract. Visit bostongreenhealth.com for premium CBD oil, a delicious variety of CBD-infused gummies, luxurious handcrafted topicals, and a product line for pets. Podcast listeners can receive 20% off of any purchase by using the show code PI20. That's PI20. Boston Green Health takes pride in being New England's most trusted CBD brand.
"Kevin! Kevin!" I called after him. "What do you think it was? Do you really think it was just a nightmare? I don't remember having a nightmare."
He was still walking.
"I don't know, and I'm not staying long enough to find out. We have to find that boat and get out of here."
He was walking fast, and the mist thickened as we approached the lake. It got so thick, I could barely see him walking ahead of me.
"Kevin, wait up!" I called after him, irritated that he would leave me on my own.
I was pretty unsettled from the story, and the last thing I wanted was to be in this thick mist alone. All alone.
"I'm here," he called and stopped. "I can't see anything. This fog is everywhere."
Well, We are close to the lake.
So?
He replied peevishly. We walked up a few more feet, and Kevin picked up a long, thick branch, then started feeling his way around with it. I looked around on the ground and found another branch, so I picked it up and did the same. I held it with both hands, poking around, hoping to hit something with it, like a boat. After a few minutes of silence, Kevin spoke again.
What do you think of what Nikki told us?
Which part? I asked. The cellar? Or the town that doesn't exist? Or that weird children's rhyme? All of it is strange.
Yeah, that's what I think, he admitted. She is strange, too. I still don't know how she got here.
I'm sure she'll tell us. My hands were poking in all directions as I walked up, inching closer and closer to the edge of the lake. I could hear Kevin poking around on the other side, his branch hitting the ground, making a hollow sound. Besides, something bad must have happened to her to get here like this. Kevin didn't respond, but I could hear his branch poking around, hitting the ground. I was starting to get really warmed up from the constant poking, working up a sweat. You know, it could have been a bad dream, I said loudly towards Kevin. The story he told me was still bothering me.
Which part? He asked. You laughing or what Nikki saw last night?
I stopped poking for a second, taking a short break. Both, I guess. Kevin stopped poking around too. For a moment, it was completely quiet. I looked around, but in this thick mist, I could not see him. Suddenly, I felt very alone, which terrified me. I turned around, looking in all directions wildly. Kevin? I called out, my voice full of anxiety. I didn't wait a moment longer, but charged in his direction, my heart pounding. Kevin, where are you? Then all I felt was the world suddenly dropping, and my body hit the ground in an instant. I tripped over something. I rubbed my knees and hands, which hurt from the fall. As I tried to get up, I felt a hand on my arm, pulling me up in one swift motion, and I saw Kevin standing next to me, helping me up. His face was beaming.
Look what you just found, he exclaimed. Look!
I looked down and saw that I stumbled and fell over a small wooden boat.
Finally, I said with relief. Why didn't you answer me when I called you?
I was going to, but then I heard you fall over, he said. I could tell that Kevin was instantly in a good mood. He crouched down beside the boat and examined it.
It's in pretty decent shape.
He got up and started turning it over. Give me a hand. I picked up the other edge and we rolled it over. The oars were underneath the boat.
This is great. This is great, Kevin kept repeating. Maybe a few minor repairs, but this is great.
We decided to take the boat up to the cabin, where Kevin could fix it up in a few spots where the wood was busted. We picked it up at each end and slowly headed towards the cabin. We were walking in silence, but I knew both of us were smiling, delighted with what we found. Both of us were convinced that we would be getting out of here in no time at all. On the next episode of The Feeding,
the door swung open and I saw a dim light coming from the inside. It was calling my name in a calm, quiet whisper.
Nikki rocked back and forth on the bed.
So soft, like how my mother used to call me. Nikki.
Thank you for listening to The Feeding, a Crawl Space Media production of A Pi Rational Story, narrated by Valerie Bogart.
This is a Blast Box Media Podcast.